Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 133 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Year after year, the Alberta Junior Hockey League has been one of the best leagues right across the CJHL for developing great young talent. Join us now is the AJHL Commissioner, Ryan Bartoszek. Ryan, great to have you with us on the show again, my friend.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Gino.
Real exciting time, or maybe really stressful time, when we ask you that. The Brooks Bandits are hosting the Nationals, the Canadian Junior A National Championship, and it's going to be held, we're about a month away now. How are preparations going? How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, down the stretch here and really excited. So, really confident in that group and that community as far as executing that event and, you know, a great passionate community for our league there. So it's, like I said, we're down the stretch. Our finals start this weekend, and then we have the Doyle Cup against the BCHL and then off to Brooks. So exciting time for us.
And obviously you're going to be there as the host, but you also want to earn your way there so you don't go in there cold or rusty. And the Bandits were the number one ranked team in the entire CJHL for most of the season. Spruce Grove ended the season as an honorable mention. Both teams have carried their success into the playoffs. The AJHL best of seven final features the Bandits and the Saints. How do you like your chances in this series?
Yeah, it should be a great series. And then two teams have been here before. You know, I think there's 24 NCAA commits playing in the series. So a lot of great talent, two great coaches, and two passionate communities. So it should be fun.
A serious rivalry, though. We're in conversation with the commissioner of the Alberta Junior Hockey League, Ryan Bartoszek. So Spruce Grove has won five league championships in the last 9 years. The four others that they didn't win, the Bandits won. Based on the history, how big is this rivalry in your region?
Yeah, as you mentioned, two great organizations who've been here before, and they've seen some changes over the years, but have remained consistent and have been able to attract high quality athletes. So it should be a bit of a chess match here, and it'll be interesting for sure. So great representation for our league and two great organizations.
Always great to track where the kids go after they leave your league, what they graduate out from an age standpoint. Former AJHL and CJHL MVP and Top Defenseman Award recipient in 2017, Cale McCarr, is one of three finalists for the Hobie Baker, which goes annually to the top U.S. college hockey player. How big is it to hear that going on?
Yeah, just an amazing athlete and an amazing person coming from a great family. So, hopefully he's the first AJHL alum to receive the Hobie Baker Award, and credit to work he's put in and off to the NCAA with UMass. So, for us it's us providing him a platform to develop, and it's full credit to him and what he's been able to do. So great honor for him, and like I said, hopefully the recipient of that award.
And it's certainly not unique, because the AHL had 23 players committed to NCAA programs for this season, and currently the league's got 64 players committed to NCAA programs for either next season or for 2021. So is it a momentum factor where people are starting to see the great talent coming out of the league and now looking more, which then means you see more kids recruited out?
Yeah, I mean, with Cale and Jacob Berdard-Docker going in the first round the last two seasons, it's just drawn more exposure and more attention to our league. And I mean, we have a captain at Minnesota Duluth this weekend here, and Ian Mitchell was on the national junior team this past year with Denver. So just guys have continued to develop. The past is changing, and credit to organizations for developing our athletes and those athletes and families for choosing our league and, recognizing that past too. So those athletes, wave our flag down the road here and carry the torch for future AJHL alum coming into the NCAA.
So, as I mentioned at the top, you guys are getting set to host Nationals. How are preparations in the town? Are you starting to see colors and banners and support for volunteers? Give us an idea of what's going on right now in the community.
Yeah, like I mentioned, a very passionate community, and that's going to be the big show there for the week. And they're looking forward to hosting that event, and the crowds will be great. I believe they're sold out already. So it's going to be a fun time there in Brooks, and the hockey should be amazing. So everyone who's there deserves to be there, and then they're all champions. So in that tournament format, you never know what's going to happen, and anyone can come away with a championship. So it should be a great event.
It's been a long road to get here, man. So congratulations on all you've been able to do, preparations, and good luck. And enjoy the Nationals, because now at this point, it's a matter of just reaping the rewards.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks, Gino.
That was AJHL Commissioner Ryan Bartoszek. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.